The state's recent extension of the stewardship land buying program included these requirements from the legislature. All purchased lands must be open to hunting, fishing, trapping, hiking, cross-country skiing, and other nature-based outdoor recreation as defined by the DNR. The law also allows the DNR board to restrict or ban those activities if the purpose is to protect public safety, unique plants and animals, or accommodate how people actually use the land. A subcommittee of the DNR board is starting listening sessions to get public opinion on how the public access should be spelled out. DNR Lands Bureau Director Steve Miller says he expects a lot of testimony on where hunting should be restricted.
I don't think, personally, a lot of the issues are going to dwell on, you know, protecting rare and endangered species. Generally, that can be worked out. I think a lot of the issue is going to deal with how people feel about the appropriateness of hunting on some of the lands being bought by local land trusts and local units of government.
For example, Miller says there's been a big dispute on whether to allow hunting on some state-supported county parkland in Waukesha County. He hopes the public input sessions clear up how the battles will be resolved.
Right now, the law says it's open unless the board, you know, as defined with some criteria and rule, can find a reason to prohibit or restrict that activity.
Miller says interim guidelines are in place. He says the DNR also plans to create a citizen advisory panel and come up with a final rule proposal by the end of the year. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.